Shirley was involved in folk music just all over the place. And one of her long-time friends, Wendy Lowenstein. Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
Now, when did you first meet Shirley?
Oh, probably about 1950 with the Unity Dance Group, which was the first of the dance groups. And then a bit later, when Reedy River was on in 1952, where she was part of the probably a leading part of the ballet that went with Reedy River.
Now, I know a fair bit about the music from Reedy River. We've played the record, but I'm not too aware of actually the dancing. What was actually done in the dancing group?
Well, there was a sort of a mime and dancing and singing about... It was really almost a little play within a play. The play was there, and then they had the dancing, which was a basically but it was the same stuff. It was there was and the same people, but it was a dance within a dance, with dance within a play.
So we're talking about a musical here.
Yep.
Now, whose idea was it, you recall, to come up with something like Reedy River?
Dick Diamond was the person who put it together, but it came from all sorts of people who had been abroad to peace movements and such, had come home singing a lot of new songs, and we felt that Australia needed some new songs too, because we didn't have very many well-known folk songs. And this was a thing which New Theatre and lots of other people put together. Really, it wasn't just one person.
Now, Shirley had come from a ballet background, is that right?
Well, yes. When she was at the university, she went did studied ballet with Borovansky, who of course was the progenitor of the big dance group we have today. And she was a bit tall for dancing because they're usually rather small. And she found herself more at home, I think, with the folk movement, which started about 1952. Ian Turner and I started the Folk Music Club of Victoria, and it just went from there. It blew up. It was amazing how quickly it blew up.
Now, she was actively involved in many of the folk dance, folk song, folk music clubs. How did she find time to do all of this stuff?
Well, she didn't have any children. I mean, she was a single woman. And she was very, very, she was a scientist, and she could, be really, really, ruthless with time, She was good at it. I couldn't, as I was dawdling, but she was doing something.
You mentioned that,
after I had three children, she didn't.
You mentioned that, we didn't have that many well-known folk songs, folk dance. We had a lot of them, but they weren't well-known at the time?
No, and that people, and there was a tendency, not amongst us, but amongst the right and the ordinary people who weren't like us, to say, they're only derivatives of British folk songs. And of course it was sort of, it's really English, isn't it? We used to get quite a lot. And until we sort of started chasing up songs ourselves, and we found amazingly a number of of songs that we'd never dreamt existed.
How did you find it?
It was in the beginning of that, by going up to Narreal with Norm O'Connor and Jean Officer, and they went and found so much in Victoria, it was amazing. And then, of course, we became the world, and all of Australia started to find folk songs.
All right, that was in the early 60s, but for Reedy River, how was the material found for Reedy River?
It was the 50s, early 50s.
Right.
Not 60s.
Oh, well, no,
it was found because it was really there. Now, what's his name? The one who wrote, I've forgotten his name, but Frank Hardy. Frank Hardy was the first person I ever met who sang folk songs and up at Camp Eureka. And I know he knew three or four, and we thought that was all there was. And then somebody else turned up, and the New South Wales people, of course, had always been had been working before us, and it all came together. The first folk festival, Shirley Andrews and I did the program, or maybe the second one, we did the program for. And after that, everybody wanted to have it. We had 2 years running first in Victoria, and then with a lot of, we can't do it stuff from New South Wales, we said, well, you'd better, mate, because we're exhausted. And, it spread. It became, everybody wanted a folk festival.
Now, there's still a festival at Camp Eureka out in Yarra Junction there, the Fiddler's Convention every February. Basically, that was the communist camp. So
all of this the whole folk movement was due to the communists like Ian Turner, who was an academic, who he and I started the folk music club. But actually, to be truthful, it had been started a little earlier in New South Wales, but Reedy River was first of all in Melbourne.
Wendy, thanks for your time and your reminiscences about Shirley. We'll see you this coming Sunday.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to it. Is that the end for me?
That's it. Thanks a lot, Wendy.
Good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wendy Lowenstein, who I've heard it said a couple of times, was Shirley's best friend from Reedy River, the Urimarella Shore.